Another story we want to tell our Heritage Center is how the abundant fish and wildlife not only provided food for the pioneers, but they provided food for our forefathers, our agricultural forefathers, and recreational connection, actually a spiritual connection, where hunters and fishermen still carry that gene, that need to connect with nature and harvest that bounty. And that includes someone who knows waterman skills, navigating boats in tidal backwaters. This was well described in the book called Chesapeake. And that's how I came to my work and my understanding as both a hunter and fisherman. We often lump them together, call them outdoorsmen. So we want to have an outdoor heritage component. I think sharing those skills is very important to pass them on, not so much for sustenance, but I think a part of our nature as mammals is connected to hunting and gathering. I know it's in our genes to observe nature, and there's no closer way to observe it and understand it than as a participant in the food chain. As a predator who catches fish or hunts waterfowl or tracks wildlife, and the tracking in the Petaluma Marsh is some of the best in the world, because the footprints in the mud tell stories that often disappear on our harder landscapes. And we want to take people out in the marsh or even from our River Heritage Center and learn to read the tracks. We want tracking to be a part of our educational component. Very often, outdoorsmen start as people who catch and eat their prey, but they often develop into people who just love the connection to the prey and often don't engage in killing it, but just tracking it, studying it, photographing it, telling their children about it, or it creates a very meaningful connection to our roots. And this has been a story that I want to expand on, because we're losing it. A lot of our children are not getting out in nature. There's a lot of fear around dangers, both from, you know, traffic and civilization's threats and from human threats. And the beauty of our River Heritage Center is it's totally devoid of motorized traffic. To get there, you have to walk out a quarter-mile trail or take a bicycle or come by boat. But motorized traffic won't be an issue, and even human interaction will be very easy to monitor, because the peninsula is flat and because the people who come and go through one little point right by the livery stable, and you can sign in people or check people who come in and go and control the threat of the human element. I see it as a place where children can run free, have natural adventures, and not be threatened by some of society's ills. It's a wonderful feeling to think we can play in the river again and our kids can play there and be safe. The water is fairly shallow, it's tidal, as you know, but even people who fall in don't disappear. They can usually drag themselves to shore. It's a very safe, benign environment. And the current is not threatening. People might get dirty, cold, muddy, you know, but they'll learn some valuable lessons and live to tell their children.